Proclamation number 0855 of 8th of April, 1939. Father words. Behold, my child, there is a reason for your restlessness. The soul seeks contact with its Savior and longs for a permanent bond with me, and therefore everything earthly hinders its unification. It still feels its bound state, as it were, and longs for liberation. And if this longing has become so strong that it only sees its Savior in me, that it also sees the aim of its longing in me, if it only desires me and has turned away from all earthly things, then it has passed its probationary period on earth and only waits for the day when it will be called into eternity, where it will then receive complete fulfillment of its longing. Yet as long as it is still responsible for the earthly fulfillment of its duties, it will still have to wear its body's shackles, yet its spirit will be able to unite with me. And this will also be a blissful state for it, even if it cannot be felt by the body on earth. And thus be patient and accept the advice as a sign of my love, which shall also give you inner peace. Always and constantly seek me and desire to receive me into your heart. And your longing will be fulfilled while you are still on earth, for anyone I delight with my love will have his longing satisfied and yet increased immeasurably again. And thus you look forward to the hour when your heart will tremble. Whatever the body still has to overcome, the soul will only grow stronger through it and join ever more intimately with the one whose love it longs for. In the hour of union, even the body is no longer an obstacle, but completely devoted to the soul. And for the rest of its earthly life the soul has no struggles ahead of it, for it has reached its aim in the union with its Lord and Savior. It can complete its path of life in the certainty that it has entrusted itself to the right guide and is loved by him for all eternity. Amen.